from London, BBC Caribbean Report. In this special edition, we focus on today's general election here in Britain, the role of the black vote in the election campaign, and the implications of the final result for the Caribbean. I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is Caribbean Report Election Special. Well, the polls have just closed, and Caribbean Report's Hugh Crosskill has been monitoring today's voting. Hugh, how are things shaping up?
Well, as you said, Mike, the polls closed just about 15 minutes ago after one of the most closely fought election campaigns for many years in Britain. Fine weather all day, over much of the country. The turnout has been very heavy, and counting will go on well into the night. But the first results are expected to come through in about 45 minutes from now. Opinion polls are predicting an extremely close result with perhaps no overall winner. Of course, the Conservative government trying to secure a fourth term in office after holding power for the past 13 years, but they're under a strong challenge throughout the campaign, indeed, by the opposition Labour Party, with the third place Liberal Democrats, who could hold the balance of power in the new parliament if there's no firm result. We already see an exit poll has been done by BBC, polling 14,000 people as they left the various polling stations around the country, and that prediction is for the Conservatives to emerge with the most amount of seats, 301, Labour 298, and Liberal Democrats 24, so that points towards a hung parliament, but that is the early prediction. Of course, things can change as the night progresses.